There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The DIFC Courts has been implementing several initiatives recently to make sure that those in the legal profession, the judiciary, keep up to date with changes to technology. We're very pleased to be joined in the studio now by Mark Beer. He's the CEO and the Registrar of DIFC Courts. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Morning, Brandy.
Let's kick off with a new initiative that you're actually going to announce today. You're creating a new forum to tackle the legal implications of disruptive technology. What kind of tech are you counting as disruptive?
Well, 3D printing, as we saw 2 days ago, taxis that don't have drivers that fly through the sky. These are the type of technologies that we're seeing in Dubai through the Dubai Future Foundation, Dubai leading the way at the epicentre of sort of the city of the future. And we need to make sure that along with that hard infrastructure, moving vehicles and drones, the soft infrastructure like justice can also cope. If you think about it, they say now what 65% of children going to primary school today will have a job that doesn't exist today. And we as a court have to be thinking ahead to make sure that we can deal with new technologies, disruptive technologies, new jobs, so that we can better help people if they get into difficulty.
So how is your forum actually going to do that? What's it going to look like and what's it going to practically do?
Well, we've pulled together some great thinkers, some great lawyers from all over the world, from the California coast of America all the way through to Asia. And we've selected people from different skills, from academics who focus on the future of law, the future of justice, from lawyers who are advising CEOs on what should be keeping them awake next year, not today. And we're bringing them all together. And the first major event will be at the World Economic Forum, which is being held in Dubai, as you know, later on in November, where they've got their future agenda councils also looking at the future. So totally plugged into the World Economic Forum, totally plugged into the Dubai Future Foundation, and making sure Dubai is a city of the future.
But how do you create the standard of thinking then at DIFC courts because of that? I mean, obviously, if you're looking at, say, flying vehicles that look down on people and privacy laws here, you've got people sort of contributing to the thinking from more conservative areas of Asia compared to the guy who from California who's going to say, hey man, go with it. So many different views. How is the DIFC going to decide how to create rules and laws and what is the standard?
But isn't that the Dubai story? You bring lots of people from all over the world together and they come together and they create something special. And
so what's the process though to assimilate all those views?
Oh, well, first of all, we identified the right people, the leaders in their field. We asked them if they'd like to be part of it. We work with the Dubai Future Foundation, make sure that we're part of the overall Dubai story when it comes to the future. We got together through a highly technical video call, and I think people like the idea. They like the thought now that we're not just planning for today and getting it right today, but as justice systems, as court systems, we're planning for the future.
How much influence, though, will your forum actually have? Will it be advising on new laws or even creating regulations within the DIFC?
Well, if you remember when we set up the DIFC courts back in 2008 or so, 2006, that question was asked, and now we're one of the top three commercial courts in the world. So who knows, in 10 years, maybe Dubai will be the thought leader when it comes to future of justice.
I know one of the things that this forum will be tackling is responsibility when it comes to corporate hacks. This is something we've been discussing on the Business Breakfast this week, Deloitte being the latest big name to be caught out in a hack. What kind of potential legal issues do these high-profile corporate hackings throw up?
Well, cybersecurity and the fact that we're cross-border, and I think the key to the future of dispute resolution is it's cross-border. It's global. Because if you think about a driverless car. Something goes wrong with a driverless car. The software's been designed in Russia, the chipset manufactured in Taiwan, assembled in China, design and concept done in California. The list goes on and on and on. So when something goes wrong, who do you turn to? Which court system, which platform is able to help you? At the moment, there isn't one. And that's, I think, what we're looking now to design is a platform that's global that allows for disputes that come out of these global issues to be effectively resolved.
Well, let's look at the other big initiative that you've recently spearheaded at DIFC Courts, which is a new division that's going to be for technology and construction, a specialist division for complex cases. Why have you set that up?
$300 billion worth of construction ongoing in the region at the moment, $155 billion of spend in IT in the region at the moment. We realised we needed a specialist forum run by a specialist judge, an expert in the field, to help people solve the problems of today. And if you go back to when the DIFC courts were set up, we thought big for big business, our average claim, $23 million. Then we focused on the SME sector and we realised they wanted smart technology, so smart for small business. And then thinking ahead now for future business, and it's combining the three together, helping people solve the construction and technology disputes today, but also understanding that in the future the disputes will look very different.
I can imagine a lot of people who've only arrived recently might be saying, construction disputes? What construction disputes? But if you pass from IMAC 10 years, that was on the front pages of virtually every newspaper. But this new technology and construction division, the TCD, that you've set up last week, will be overseen by judges from the UK. So what sort of experience of the UAE will they have, and what grasp of the realpolitik here?
Well, we've appointed a head of the technology and construction division, Sir Richard Field, who was actually involved in a similar court in the United Kingdom. But actually the cases can be heard by other judges in the court with expertise, including our three UAE national judges with considerable expertise in the UAE market.
But I can imagine most buildings in Dubai would be put together by companies with local partners who've probably an onshore Dubai base. Understandably, they might prefer the Dubai courts. What would qualify a construction or engineering case to be heard in the DIFC court?
If the employer in the construction relationship, that is the lead on the project, chooses to use us to solve their
with the agreement dispute, of the local partner,
absolutely,
though.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's about choice. We've always been about choice. Mm. Nobody has to come to DIFC courts. Nobody has to go to the Dubai courts. People can choose. They don't even have to go to court. In Dubai, they allow people the choice to go to arbitration. But it's providing that choice which allows for somebody planning a major project to understand that if things go wrong, how will they deal with it? Now, you may well say, Mark, hang on. Around the world, people don't go to courts anymore. They have dispute resolution boards in construction projects. That's true when we don't have them here yet. So our plan now is thinking forward, thinking to the future. Do we need a Middle East dispute resolution board where you can turn to at the beginning of a project and get people lined up to help you along the way?
But we do have arbitration centres.
We do have arbitration. Arbitration and litigation is very similar in terms of the mechanics and the process. What we're finding worldwide is dispute resolution boards like the one TfL set up for its multi-billion infrastructure project in the UK means that you can avoid arbitration and litigation, that the project continues to run without any disputes, and that if there are disputes, you get an answer immediately, which you're bound to honour until the end of the project. So think about mega projects in the region with a deadline. They more need something like a dispute resolution board, which allows for an immediate decision and the project to continue, than an arbitration or litigation, which can stop the project until the decision's made. So there's a whole slew now of different ways of dealing with disputes. And what we want to bring in the DIFC is that choice to allow contractors and to allow employers and to allow subcontractors to find the best mechanism to deliver their project on time.
How far away do you think that we are then from dispute resolution centre? Is this something that you're actually planning or have in the works?
It's in the back of my mind at the moment, but you'll be the first to know, as always.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Mark Beer is the CEO and the Registrar of DIFC Courts. We appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.